We are joined in the media center with current number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Andrew Hines. Andrew, you ran a time of 6.856 at 195.82 miles per hour. What do you specifically think got you that number one spot tonight?
Well, we've been working on our tune-up really good here the last couple races, and Charlotte on Sunday was similar conditions to what we had here, so I was confident coming into this event that what we learned there can carry over here, and our bikes are fast off the truck, so we were side-by-side within a thou off the first qualifying run and three thou the last run, so it's nice to be able to try stuff at certain times and learn and experiment, and now we're just going down the road of trying to find what weather wants what tune-up. So our motorcycles are consistent enough going down the track right now, we can ride them good, that we can learn and figure out what it takes to find that extra 100th or 15,000th to make sure we're near the front of the pack. So going into Charlotte, it was like take a very methodical approach to everything they do to make sure it's 100%. Unfortunately, we did have the one snafu in Charlotte four wide final, which not very often do we not make it to the starting line. Made it to the burnout box and rubbed through a power wire on the chassis. So that was a tough deal to swallow. But the guys, they don't get down on themselves. They don't ride the wave. They stay very neutral, and we try to do a good job, make sure that keep our level head all the time, whether we're winning or we're back at the field. So it's nice to ride the wave right now that we're on. My motorcycle has been phenomenal all season long. I really can't say anything bad about it. It's been quite a joy to ride compared to the motorcycle I was riding the last few years, which unbeknownst to me at the time was apparently not that good, but it was throwing away hundreds here and there down the racetrack, and we got it all back with this new chassis that we built this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're very happy with, the mile per hour, the ET, but especially with the 60-foot time. I mean, this is the best 60-foot bike you've had for a long, long
time,
especially at a track like this, which is generally pretty challenging, I would think.
It is. The starting line here is typically pretty good. This weekend, it's really good. So I wasn't quite ready for it that last run. It split the clutch apart a little more than I wanted to in the first foot and a half. But I was watching the shift light through first gear, and it just started flickering, and that's when I know it's going to travel really good to the 330. It's got to be on the edge of spinning. You can't have that thing dead hooked all the way through first gear because it's just giving up potential acceleration. So like you said, it's really good in 60 foot this year. It's probably the most consistent motorcycle I've had, and that's down to some of the chassis changes we made with this latest generation chassis from Vance and Hines. It's working really good. It rides really straight, and that makes it a lot easier to tune from run to run. It's my chassis is that much different than his. We have his new chassis built.